The all-important thought for the day. Today we couldn't start the day without it, and Martin Spensigiu is here. Martin is a follower of Sri Chimnoy. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Mark. At some stage in life, or history, religions have had the problem of being hand-in-hand with politics. So often this results in the purity and essence of the religion being tarnished. In recent times, we've clearly seen how politics have made use of religion. Add to this the difficult mix of the diversity of all religions, and one can ask, will religious harmony ever be possible? If a universal religion were possible, where there were a set of doctrines believed by all, then surely peace and harmony would prevail. This is really an old question which the 19th century mystic and yogi Vivekananda deals with quite succinctly. His answer is simply, it would be impossible. The problem is that as soon as a religion is established, it quickly breaks down into sects, and these increase with time. Poor Buddha found that his followers were arguing about his philosophy and wanting to form sects even when he was still alive. In addition, every religion has its own creeds, dogmas, and rituals, and insists on propagating these. Religions have three main elements, philosophical, mystical, and ceremonial or ritual. One or more of these elements appeal to the religious and can give them satisfaction and fulfillment. But if everyone thought alike, as they would with a universal religion, then there would be no more thought to think. It is as if we all looked the same. If we all looked and thought alike, how monotonous and boring it would be. It is the difference of thought that is at the heart of our progress. Variety is the first principle of life. So, a universal religion may not be practical, but we can lessen the friction between religions by recognizing variation, and that unity can be found in variety. If we can learn to respect and love those who think exactly opposite to us, then we can have religious harmony without a universal religion. Goodbye.